everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. Check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor. I'm excited to welcome the program, Mary Lou Henner of ABC's Dancing with the Stars. Mary Lou, how are you? And I know you cannot wait to Monday night, right?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited, especially this week because it's my most memorable year. And I think people are going to be really, you know, everybody's got such intense stories. I think everyone's going to fall in love with it. It's going to be – it's always one of their best episodes anyway because it's so personal for the dancers. And I think you really get to know the people, you know, from their choices.
Absolutely, Mary Lou. And when you think about what you have to do, you know what I mean, what you have to do in preparing for this and how personal it is, there's a lot of tears, and yet there's also a lot of excitement while preparing
for this
Dance Monday.
Oh, my gosh, it's amazing. Well, I gave them a choice of a lot of years because I remember so many of them, of course. But the one that they chose, they loved the story that that in 1 year I not only lost my mom, which is, of course, always a very, you know, traumatic and heartfelt thing for somebody to go through, but I also had a real health epiphany because of her health and how she passed away. And then I got Taxi a few weeks later, which would have been her dream. So 1978 is my year, and they've actually interviewed Tony Danza and James L. Brooks, you know, Jim Brooks from Taxi and The Simpsons.
Yeah.
So you'll get to see them on the show as well.
That's awesome. Really? Reminiscing about those days, Mary Lou, tell me, like, one of your greatest memories from Taxi.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, just the camaraderie. I mean, the way we all hung out, not only during the show, but socially. You know, we'd watch the show together. We'd play baseball together. We had every Friday, we did 112 shows. They always say 114, but two of them were sort of a retrospective. We actually shot 112 shows. We had 112 parties because the cast was so close, and we were kind of the epicenter of Paramount at the time. And Paramount at that time, on the lot, they were shooting Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Bosom Buddies, Mark and Mindy, Working Stiffs with Jim Belushi and Michael Keaton. And so everybody would come and hang out with us because we were like the party throwers. So it was great. It was always a great experience.
So you think shows are success when there's definitely a family, right, Mary Lou? When you have a family that's together and really works. Yeah, I definitely.
Yeah.
So going, getting those people are going to really want to tune in Monday night, especially if they're fans of Taxi, right? To see, to reminisce about that.
Yeah, and everybody's got a story. You know, everyone has personal stories that they're attaching to a year. So you're going to see a lot of inspirational stories, and you're going to see a lot of very heartfelt, you know, painful ones. And so there's something for everybody always on Dancing with the Stars. And please vote for Derek and me, 1-800-868-3408, and go online and vote. You can vote actually after the show and for several hours, like 12 hours after the show. So it's quite an experience, unlike anything I've ever been through before. And listen, my hats are off to anybody who's doing this show and doing other things, because the things I've done recently are all coming out now. I have a book. My book is out in trade paperback, my New York Times bestseller, Changing Normal, How I Helped My Husband Beat Cancer. That's out right now. And I've got a movie in the theaters that starts October 22nd at the Chicago Film Festival. That's called Imperfections.
Wow.
And on October 16th, I'm on the Hallmark Channel Murders and Mysteries in a film called Julia's House. It's part of the Aurora Tea Garden series with Candace Cameron Bure and me. So I'm glad that work's already done, and I can just focus on Dancing with the Stars and talking about the other things, not having to fly somewhere to do them.
Well, great promotion, Mary Lou, but think about those people, you're right, that have full-time gigs, that are constantly on the set, then they have to train for this. Tell us how rigorous this is, the training for Dancing with the Stars to compete.
Well, they don't let you do it for more than 5 hours a day, you know, because they know that crazy people like me, you know, why do when you can overdo, would probably be trying to do more. So I'm glad that they've limited. But it's not just, it's not just the training. You end up doing a big master interview. There are other publicity opportunities that you do. I had Inside Edition there yesterday. You know, there's always, like, different things going on, and plus wardrobe fittings and hair and makeup consultations. So it's intense. It's crazy. But it's a well-oiled machine at this point, and a moving train. So you just hang on for dear life.
Yeah, and you talk about because of everything being alive, Mary Lou. How about working with other celebrity contestants plus also the other dancers? Are you creating relationships with them as well and having conversations with them, Mary Lou?
Oh, yeah, for sure. First of all, I think, you know, all the celebrities are kind of like, we just look at each other like, I can't believe we're doing this. Oh, my gosh, I love your hair. Oh, my gosh, look at this. Oh, my gosh, do those shoes hurt? You know, things like that. We just cannot believe we're doing it. And we're applauding one another and hanging out. You don't have time to hang out, like, during the week or even after the show because there's a press line and everybody kind of has their people there. But it's friendships are you know, I think because you're all in the trenches together, it's something that you'll never forget, and you will always feel connected to this group of people. You know, it's great.
Definitely.
You really get close to your partner.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you definitely do. And then that's the whole thing, that you get to see the ins and outs of who you are, Mary Lou. Like, first introduction to your dancer, but then after the hours and hours of working together, you really get to know the good qualities and the bad qualities of each of you, right? Through that training.
Right, for sure. No, because, and also you're like a raw nerve, you know? It's so funny. I always say to Derek, I've been married 3 times. I'm with my 3rd and final husband. I've never acquiesced to my other husbands the way I have to you. he's like the pro.
Uh-oh.
So, this is his arena, and he knows, you know, this is what he does.
Oh, to be partnered with Derek? My gosh, you have one of the best. You really do.
I know. He's won the mirror ball 6 times. And he is, you know, he's very complicated choreography in the best way. And he has set the bar really high for our team. And that's what's happening. So, yeah.
So you have to, that's where you said you'd be training 12 hours a day just to win it, right? And win it. And who's your charity as well, Mary Lou? Who's your charity?
You don't really do it for a charity. But you do it, you know, because it takes it's 3 months of your life, 4 months of your life actually, so it's pretty intense, you know. But you
gotcha.
Give money to charity.
All right, well,
my charity is always Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine and Us Against Alzheimer's.
All right, so you'll be promoting all those different things. Fantastic, Mary Lou. Best place we can find information on you again Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Tune in to Dancing with the Stars and Mary Lou and Taxi. But where can we find info on you as well?
For sure. And to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at The Real Mary Lou and on Facebook at Mary Lou Henner.
All right, Mary Lou, thanks for calling. Best of luck. And
thank you so much.
I tell you, with your partner, go ahead and win it now. Go win it, okay?
You got it. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. See ya. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to the Total Celebrity Show. We'll be back in just a moment.